Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's about 6:05. Carla, it's Friday morning.
Yes, it is Friday morning, Mike. Okay, 11 days till Christmas. 10 more shopping days, people.
Love it.
Unless you stop off at 7-Eleven on Christmas Day, then I guess you can take full advantage.
And why wouldn't you?
Why not? So many people do. They say that is one of their busiest days of the year, Christmas Day, because people are buying gift cards there.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Last minute.
Yeah, and now they'll have canned wine. So Merry freaking Christmas.
Yay.
Huh? I got a burrito, some canned wine, and a gift card from 7-Eleven. Oh, joy. Exactly.
Thank heaven.
Step away.
For 7-Eleven.
Oh,
and by the way,
man.
I should tell people, I'm glad that you and I not only work together, but we know each other so well, and you feel that comfortable where you make clothing adjustments right
yes.
in front of me.
Yeah, I do. I was just discussing that on Facebook Live. I put on a bra that I thought was a different bra, and I, you know, forgive me, people. I just grabbed my boobs, and had, you know what, ladies, you have to pull them up once in a while.
Yeah.
You hold the
well,
bra.
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry, I say yes.
You guys have to do other adjustments, but you have to pull up a little bit and re-secure things, and that's what I had to do. I don't care. What do I care, Mike? What do
knows.
I care? You okay?
Hope you don't mind, but.
Yeah. Sorry, I have to adjust my bra, Mike. What do I? It
everybody,
to
everything
me.
Okay in there now?
Good,
so good.
Good now.
Okay.
Yes, it's good now.
A little bit of some high clouds today, tonight. Sunshine, though, over the weekend. High today, 56. Low 60s over the weekend. It's about 47 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I actually have some information on those Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
More on that, some other stories after the Steve Miller Band. Jet Airliner, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
ABC negotiating that second season of The Conners. They are getting a second season. They are negotiating as we speak. John Goodman said working on the show's been great. Doesn't really keep in touch with Roseanne. Hold on. Excuse me.
God
I'm
bless
so
you.
Sorry. Wow, live radio. Doesn't really keep in touch with Roseanne, but they have had fun doing this show as the Conners. So they're getting another season, so ratings must have done okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well enough. I love this story. Billy Joel told Billboard magazine in a recent interview that he thinks he's a fine songwriter. He says, I think I'm okay. Some of my songs are pretty good. Some just stink out loud.
Wow.
He said, I once tried to write a song in French. And I don't even speak French, so that was a disaster.
So how would you even do
yeah.
that?
Well, he said, I played it in France.
Yeah.
And the promoter didn't like it. I said, well, why? He said, because I thought you were singing in Polish. I don't know what you were singing. Yeah, a lot of artists have done that. The Beatles, they did that. They sang, was it French that they did?
No, it was. I thought it was German.
Was it German? Yeah.
They I want to hold your hand
yeah,
and stuff
right.
like
yeah.
that.
A lot of artists do that, or they'll do it when they're traveling, you know, when they're doing concerts. But
they didn't write it. They
no.
just translated
right.
it. So
yeah, exactly.
You knew the song to. Because of the music.
Right, right. Yeah, I know.
But writing a song in a language that yeah. you don't even know, I don't even know how
know.
You start that.
I know. It's very endearing if you can speak the language.
I guess.
And in case you missed it, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2019 announced yesterday. Well, as Nickelback knows it, it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks, of course, big news with Stevie Nicks. She is the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice.
Wow.
First woman, of course, because of Fleetwood Mac and now on her own. Several male artists have done it more than once. Eric Clapton, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Beck, Neil Young. All four of the Beatles have also done it. All four of them.
Individually.
So, individually as well as with their band. So congratulations to all of them. Stevie, of course, Janet Jackson, Radiohead, The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and The Zombies. We will keep you up to date on when that concert will be taking place and be taped and all of that good stuff.
All right.
For now, that's my painfully deep take.
I know Bruce Willis has said this before, that Die Hard, the movie Die Hard, is not a Christmas movie.
Right.
But listen to this, Carla. Somebody did a mashup with the 12 Days of Christmas
right.
and lines from the movie Die Hard, and this is how it turned out.
Good evening.
I'm here to see Holly McClain.
Just type it in there.
cute toy.
Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing it for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, mayday. Channel 9.
8 Lake and 30 to dispatch.
The 7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Québec.
$4 million.
3 down, 4 to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
Killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off 2 others.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Okay. Don't you love that?
All right. Gosh, it's just so Christmassy. All right, then.
How can you deny that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie?
Yeah, I don't really think it's a Christmas movie. There are those movies that are, you know, I get it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't really think it's a...
thought that was pretty funny.
That is interesting.
Good job.
Play that on Christmas Day for the family.
Bob Seger tickets. We have them to give away this morning. I'll tell you how to win here in about 8 minutes. Need two people on the phone, 702-739-9636. Give you a chance to win those Bob Seger tickets before you could even buy them. Going to play Mike and Carla's Price is Right game.
Yep.
We'll do that after the Bee Gees' Night Fever. Giving both Tanya and Nancy a chance to win these Bob Seger tickets before you could even buy them with a round of Mike and Carla's Craigslist Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carla, describe the item.
Nice little hand-sewn mermaid tail blanket.
So just give us a price without going over, and you're the winner. Tanya?
Oh, it's a blanket.
Tanya, okay. It's a mermaid tail. So remember, it goes on like at the waist, and then, you know, it's a tail towards the bottom.
But what's throwing me off, I guess, is the hand-sewn part.
Well, it's handmade. How about that?
How about
$35? Okay.
$35. All right. Nancy, what about you?
I was going to say $50.
The hand-sewn mermaid tail blanket is $60, Mike.
$60. So yes. Nancy gets it. She had $50 without going over.
Yes.
All right,
Nancy.
You got the tickets for Bob Seger, March 2nd, MGM Grand Garden Arena. They're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. The tickets go on sale at 10 today, but you already have a pair. So hang on. We'll tell you how to pick those up. And Tanya, for you to enjoy the holidays, reindeer hot dogs from the Steamy Weenie. We got a gift card for you.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, the place is great. Hot dogs galore. So good.
Right. Both of you, hang on the line. We'll take down some information. Thank you both for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Friday morning, 7:05, will you be the one that brings in the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock to collect $10,000 and that $2,500 gift card to Aaron Layla Jewelers? It's out there. Today's the 14th.
God.
So it's out
it's
there.
It's out there. It is. It absolutely is. It's time.
So if somebody's found it already, I don't know how, but.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the doors open at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
so we'll
know as soon as Delbert gets here to prop open the door.
Man.
I know. It's always.
Release the hounds.
I know it. Boy, no kidding, huh? Jeez.
But we'll have you, if not, we'll have another clue a little bit after 8 o'clock. Mostly cloudy today. Plenty of sunshine over the weekend. Today's high 56, low 60s over the weekend, 43 outside right now. A few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after the police. Message in a bottle. 7:09, here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, scientists in Australia now say that eating dirt could help you lose weight. There's a type of clay, apparently, that absorbs the fat from the food in your stomach, and it keeps from hitting your body. They say it could still be a while before we can buy it, though. They need to do a little more testing, they say. Got to figure out the side effects of eating dirt.
So wait a second. So, as a kid, when I didn't need to lose weight, that's all I ate. Mostly
I know.
Was dirt.
Remember dirt? You made mud pies. You fancied it up a little bit, right? Yeah.
You're playing sports or something as a kid or just playing outside.
I don't know if kids eat dirt anymore.
Well,
I guess they eat Tide Pods now. They don't eat dirt. They eat Tide Pods.
Oh, nice.
A study finds that Hollywood movies starring women far more successful than those starring men. So,
really?
If you think about it, porn, way ahead of the curve. But yes, really. And this weekend will be one of the absolute busiest weekends of the year for the Santas at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So parents are bringing their kids in for pictures. They say that there's still a large percentage of kids and adults who are very afraid of Santa Claus.
Why?
They just won't go. He scares them. He scares them, and little kids especially.
Well, I understand little kids because it's a big fat guy in a red suit and a beard, glasses, and
scares a lot of adults as well. I don't know why, because I'm not afraid of him, but except the one that was smoking at the mall a couple years ago. But aside from that,
a lot of adults.
Yeah, it's like I know. You're beaten.
Do you know anybody that's afraid of Santa? I mean, I've heard of clowns. People have this fear of clowns.
Right. I don't personally. No, I do not know anyone that is afraid of Santa Claus. It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay.
You know those people who are afraid of clowns? It wouldn't surprise me. But
all right, if you're afraid of Santa, though, we want to talk to you.
Are you? Does he just freak you out for some reason?
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. I just can't imagine
anybody
being afraid of a guy who brings you presents for no reason.
Don't tell me about it. I already sat on several. You know, the mall Santa, and then he was out at Green Valley Ranch out at Winter's Village. I sat on his lap, too, so I don't, it doesn't scare me.
Okay.
Scare me. He's bringing me presents.
That's what I said.
It's Friday. A few things you should know.
You bring up an odd fact that, or a stat, that there's a percentage of people that are actually still afraid of Santa Claus.
Yes, they are.
We're talking about grown-ups.
Yeah, they're grown-ups, right. And I get there are a lot of kids out there that are afraid as well, but some grown-ups are still, they're just freaked out by Santa Claus.
Mandy, is it you or a friend of yours?
Yes, I do. I have a girlfriend. She is terrified of Santa. She actually tries her best to, like, miss that entire hallway in the mall.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because if she sees him, she'll start screaming because she thinks it's two elves standing on top of each other.
What?
She's 31 years old, and she's seriously will avoid any cause. If she even sees a statuette of, like, Santa, she freaks out and she starts screaming.
Listen, there's some Santas out there that aren't real inviting. I'll say that.
Okay.
They don't, you know, they're just not real inviting. So maybe something did happen. I don't know, but that's interesting. A little Santa phobia.
Amy, what about you? Does Santa freak you out?
The whole thought process of sticking my children on some strange man's lap scares me.
Yeah.
You just get, like, this mama bear kind of rage about you.
Really?
But I get through it because of the looks on my kids' faces.
Yeah, well, it's that whole thing, too, where people say, you know, you tell your kids forever, don't go to strangers, don't talk to strangers, and then you just hop on some guy's lap, right? Go on, we want to get a picture, come on.
Smile.
Yeah, don't, why are you crying? Come on, don't do that, you're ruining the picture.
There's always that one kid.
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I stood in line for 3 hours. Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend. Talk to him after Tom Petty. Mike and Carla Morning Show every Friday at about this time. We love it. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard stops in studio. Talk about new movies coming out this weekend and getting close to the holidays.
We are. We got three big films opening up today. First is the reboot of the Spider-Man franchise called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and it's animated. Yeah, it's animated.
There's the one you want.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna go crazy.
Really?
Because I heard so much buzz on this movie, and I went and saw it last night. It looks like a living comic book. It's unlike any of the animation you've seen out there. We always seen the animations like from Pixar or from Disney. It's got that computer look. This looks like a living comic book.
And it
follows Miles Morales, this Puerto Rican teenager who's going to a private school, but he wants to stay, you know, with his friends, and his dad's a cop. He's like, no, you're going to have an advantage going to this private school. But he finds out that our villain, the Kingpin, he's got this collider that opens up the door to other universes, to other dimensions. So you have other Spider-Mans coming in, helping him to stop the Kingpin so these Spider-Mans can go back to their own dimension.
Oh, I like that, actually.
It is. And
I tell
you, it is funny. It moves fast. I mean, I just had the best time. Really, it could be one of the best films of the year. It is that good.
Is it kids' film or is
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
kids
it is.
And family friendly. The adults are going to get all the jokes. And the second film is a science fiction movie called Mortal Engine. And it's an apocalyptic future where cities now are on tracks. You know, like when they move the space shuttle on those things?
Right,
you know?
Yeah,
so can you imagine the city of London, what survived of London, is roaming the countryside on these giant treads?
Oh, my God.
I know, but it's so bizarre. So it's a little bit of Waterworld. It's a little bit of Star Wars, The Great Wall, and so many other sci-fi films melded together. I think it's going to be a cult classic. I know it's not going to do well. It's really not that good, but for some reason, I really liked it.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be cult status to it. So look at the trailer. If you really like hardcore sci-fi, you may like it. But overall, it's pretty a confusing mess. Christmas.
And there's one more movie you wanted to mention.
Comes out today on Netflix. It may be, it's a, called Roma. And it's a foreign film
by
Alfonso Cuarón.
Yes, I'm reading
about that. Yeah. It's a very personal film about him growing up in Mexico in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. They reproduced all of the furniture, all of the places where he grew up at. It's kind of a tribute to the women in his life.
Right.
It's getting all kinds of awards around the country from film critic groups.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something to watch. So it's on Netflix. It starts today. Also, the Las Vegas Film Critics Society announced their awards today, and Roma won Best Picture and Best Director.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, so that's really cool to check out Roma on Netflix.
All right. Excellent. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Chef, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Now just a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, so we are officially open, and the rumors are that the Jingle Bell Rock has been found, Carla.
Yes, I know. I know.
And a lot of people going, why aren't you saying anything? Because until we confirm it, until somebody brings it to us.
Yes.
To the radio station at 2920 South Durango and has the official Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes, then we can't. There you go. Until we get the official rock, we can't say that it's been found. But we have heard that it has been found.
Okay.
So, yeah, man.
Wow.
If so, guess what? Somebody's going to be $10,000 richer.
Plus that $2,500 gift card to shop at Aaron Layla Jewelers. And again, we follow the clues as well as everybody else. And I got to be honest.
I don't. I have no idea.
How they find this thing.
Yeah. No clue.
Listen, I can't even get out of an escape room.
Yeah, well.
We did that again.
Yes.
It was guys versus girls. We did a whole family thing. And it was just let me tell you something about bragging rights.
Oh,
they go on forever.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Oh, absolutely. Especially in family.
So.
Oh, come on.
So when somebody shows up and brings us the rock.
Yes.
We will announce it officially that it's been found. Until then, of course, we'll continue to follow the rules and give you clues. And the bonus clues has already been set up, but we'll wait and see what happens in the next couple of minutes or so, or when this person decides to bring it in.
Right. Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Cloudy out there. Looks a little cloudy out there.
It's kind of cruddy.
Hopefully, plenty of sunshine over the weekend. High today, 56. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday. It's about 45 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news here in a couple of minutes.
Netflix is testing a new feature that's pretty darn cool. I'll tell you what you can do.
All right. And unless somebody comes through our door with the Jingle Bell Rock, your first of three on-air clues, we'll give you that after Aerosmith.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
We are giving another clue because the rock has not been brought in as of yet, so we have to follow the rules.
So for what it's worth.
Yes, for what it's worth, I'll make it easy, I'll make it quick. The search is on. The Jingle Bell Rock is out there waiting for you. The search is on. The Jingle Bell Rock is out there waiting for you. More of an announcement than a clue, but by God, there you go. You know what? Whoever brings that rock in, if they found it, $10,000 is theirs from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. You know, if it hasn't been found, then Wendy Rush will have a clue for you in the 1 o'clock hour. And you want a new written clue posted each weekday, that would be the Silverton Rewards Club that you need to visit. Download the free KKLZ app for any more information you may need, or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, Kendall Jenner is the world's highest paid model.
Wow.
Highest paid model for a second straight year. Highest paid flipping model. Wow. An income of $22.5 million. Wow. I hope she's... I hope she's putting a little bit of that away. You know, she is a Jenner Kardashian, by the way. You never know. You just never know, Mike. Carly Kloss came in second, $13 million. Chrissy Teigen and Rose Huntington Whitley tied for third with $11.5 million. Chrissy Teigen, of course, John Legend's wife. And we found out from Howie Mandel, if you want to, you know what, hear that full interview, it is on our website. But we talked about the fact that she was one of the Deal or No Deal case girls.
The briefcase girls.
Along with Meghan Markle as well. So
whatever happened to her?
Yeah, Meghan? I don't know. She moved to England, I guess.
Wow.
Actress and Oscar nominee, I should say, Sandra Locke. I don't know if you remember that name. She lost her battle with cancer. Now, She dated Clint Eastwood for quite some time, appeared in several of his movies,
yeah,
including Outlaw Josie Wales, has had an impact. She was 74 years old. She was a little...
What?
Yeah. She had cancer, unfortunately. Wow. Yes, I know. They dated for a long time. It was quite a heated relationship that they had there for several years. Netflix testing a new feature that will allow you to instantly replay cool scenes in a show or a movie. I have no idea how this will work, but by God, if you think that scene was cool, you'll be able to do it instantly. I know.
That's the only way a lot of people watch movies.
I know. They just want to watch the cool parts.
They just want to see that one or two scenes.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then go, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only reason I watched the movie.
That's what we've come to. Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy. She'll be in multiple episodes, they say, when the show returns for the second half of its 15th season in January. No word on what her role will be, but it's a doctor show, so, you know, you kind of got an idea.
Yeah.
And a big happy birthday, Mike, to Beethoven.
What?
Yes, he would have been 248 today. Just wanted to spread the love. Beethoven.
Is that the guy that... Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's it. Dun, dun, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Yep, that's it right there. Taylor Swift turned 29. Beethoven, 248.
Okay.
And had they met, I'm sure she'd write some diss song about him. So, you know, that is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Got these tickets for Hall & Oates to give away. Daryl Hall, John Oates over at Caesar's Palace in March. The Coliseum, and these tickets go on sale later today at noon. You have a chance to win them before you can even buy them on Friday. We've been doing this for a few weeks.
Yes.
Crappy-okey Friday.
That's what it is.
Starring us. It's a medley of Hall & Oates songs. All you have to do is by title, name all three songs in order. Here it is. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Like the flame that burns the candle feeds the flame.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you.
I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly, man, and she could really rip your world apart.
All you have to do is name all three songs by title. Believe it or not, they're Hall & Oates songs.
I believe it.
If you couldn't tell.
You had to make sure everybody knew that, didn't you? Just in case.
Make sure of some things this morning.
I need a cigarette. I'll tell you that right now.
Man. Like we say, pick a key and stick with it.
That one was exhausting.
But you want it one more time? I know you do.
Yes.
Come
on.
All right, here it is. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Like the flame that burns the candle feeds the flame.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you.
I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly, man. She could really rip your world apart.
All right, we're going to get through news and weather here. And then after that, take the phone lines off hold. Looking for caller number 970-273-99636. By title, in order, name all three songs. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Daryl Hall, John Oates, before you can even buy them. Crappy-okey Friday. Here you go. What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle. Like the flame that burns the candle feeds the flame.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you.
I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly. She could really rip your world apart.
Gene, can you name all three Hall & Oates songs in order by title?
You Make My Dreams, Fair Smile, Maneater.
Yes.
That's it.
Good job.
Good job, girl.
How do you like that? You got the tickets.
Great, thank you.
Before you can even buy them, Hall & Oates Coliseum, Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. This is for their run in March. So hang on the line. We'll take down some info. These tickets, by the way, from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Guy in Florida was arrested after he shoved 11 bottles of liquor down his pants at a Walmart, then tried to limp out of the store.
You got a lot of down-the-pants food stories lately.
It seems to be a rash of those. It's kind of weird. Here's the one I wanted to do. A woman in Nova Scotia called 911 on Sunday after somebody drove off with her car, but evidently it was a mistake. She parked next to a guy who owns the exact same car, and his key fob worked in hers, too. So he gets in, he drives off, and didn't even realize... This is not my car until he did.
Yeah.
And then he brought it back. In fact, he brought it back with a full tank of gas.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. If anybody ever takes my car, please fill it up. Hey, Mike, a human heart accidentally left on a Southwest Airlines flight from Seattle to Dallas. I mean, how many times does that happen?
Yeah.
It was loaded onto the plane in Sacramento, but they forgot to take it off. Plane was diverted back to Seattle. It was supposed to go to Seattle Hospital and, on Southwest, two bags fly free. So, I'm going to bring my heart. What else am I going to bring? I'm bringing the heart. And Heinz, I don't know why I think this is a hoax. I looked all over and there are indeed news articles on this. Heinz has created a double dip detector that will detect if someone tries to double dip their chip.
What?
The bowl uses motion detection and chip recognition technology. I'll be anxious to see if this is a real deal. Make sure that guests aren't double dipping. If they try to double dip, then a text message will be sent to your phone.
Some guy in a hazmat suit shows up with this thing and just starts...
You set it up. Apparently, there's a little something on the bowl, mm-hmm. and then you can program it. You can watch it from your phone, things like that.
I see. Okay.
We'll see if this is really, the real deal. It's on eBay right now. It is indeed on there, and bidding ends tomorrow for the double dip detector. We'll see. See if I'm reading a story Monday saying that we got double dip teched, this
is busted.
Real. Yeah. You got dip teched? We did. Got dip teched. All right. Say that three times. It's Friday. Your other news.
We were able to adopt 5 families for the holidays through the Salvation Army. And over the weekend, or actually next week, we're going shopping.
Yes, we are going shopping.
To make sure these families have a nice holiday.
Yeah, this particular family, boy, they've had some just bad, bad things over the last couple of years. Grandmother died, but the mother's mother died. Father died also, both on one on Mother's Day, one on Father's Day.
Oh, boy.
Mom and Dad were involved in a motorcycle accident. Mom had a broken neck and back. Apparently, Dad didn't want to stick around. They split up. He married someone else. Part of the divorce meant that the kids had to stay in a certain school district, which is a pretty expensive school district. And Mom's had a bit of a trouble, finding jobs. She has seizures now. It's just sad. And they're asking for a few things to help this family out. Let's see here. One of the 13-year-old... would like some video games, gift card, some headphones, maybe a couple new T-shirts.
Okay.
10-year-old would like a cell phone, a sketch pad, some drawing books, things like that. 15-year-old would like some headphones, also black socks specifically, some boxers. Some cool boxers. I mean, they're so practical in what they're asking for. Yeah. We're going to try to help them out and kind of make their Christmas, a lot better. Really.
All right.
A lot better.
We had Leslie Rogers in from the Salvation Army earlier this week, and she said that if people still want to donate and help out, you're more than welcome to. If you want to hear that visit, it's in a podcast on the Mike and Carla Morning Show where you can actually catch up and keep up by downloading or just listening to one of the podcasts, condensed version of this show, along with entertainment news, interviews, and more. Wendy Rush is coming in next. She's going to treat you to lunch at the Thunderbird Boutique Hotel. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Allegedly, the rock has been found.
Yes.
And a lot of people calling and saying, well, the rock's been found. until it's brought here and officially claimed, we can't do, you know, we have to assume that it's still out there.
Right.
And I know people are going, wow, have you seen the video?
I know, but it still has to be brought in.
Yeah.
So please understand that.
You got to bring in the rock in, collect the money, then we can officially claim a winner in the Jingle Bell Rock contest.
So. Right.
Make sure if you're, you know, I know a lot of people out there are probably still looking for it, but if you want to do that, fine. If not, I understand.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Do have a great weekend. Like I said, be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, and we come back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.